Recorded Books and RB Digital present Now That You Mention It by Kristen Higgins. Narrated by Exie Sands. 1. The first thought I had after I died was, how will my dog cope with this? The second thought, I hope we can still go with an open casket. Third thought, I have nothing to wear to my funeral. Fourth, I'll never meet Daniel Radcliffe now. Fifth, did Bobby just break up with me? Let me back up an hour or so. It was a quiet night at Boston City Hospital, for me. It usually was. While I worked at New England's biggest and busiest hospital, I was a gastroenterologist. Most of our patients were diagnosed in the office before things got too critical. Everyone freaks out if they can't eat or poop, after all. So, aside from the occasional emergencies, hemorrhages, or burst gallbladders, it's a pretty mellow field. It's also a field with a low mortality rate. I had just checked the four patients my practice had on the unit, two elderly women, both impacted, sent in by their nursing homes for enemas, basically. One small bowel obstruction, resolving nicely on a clear liquid diet, and one case of ulcerative colitis, which my colleague would operate on tomorrow. So, more fiber, Mrs. DeStefano, okay? Lay off the pasta and add some greens, I said to one of the impacted patients. Honey, I'm Italian. Lay off the pasta, please. I'd rather die. Well, eat more greens and a little less pasta. She was 96, after all. You don't want to get all bound up again, do you? Hospitals are no fun. Are you married? She asked. Not yet. My face felt weird, as it always did when I fake smiled. But I have a very nice boyfriend. Is he Italian?